This is the Faherty Podcast presented by Farmers Insurance.
Welcome, everybody, to Faherty Up Close from a Distance. My guest today is one of the most recognizable faces and voice in sports. He is on radio. He's on television. He has hosted Sports Center. He's the main man at the NFL Network. He's done Super Bowls. He's a four-time Emmy nominee and has just done the draft. He's my buddy, Rich Eisen. Rich, thanks for joining us.
A pleasure, David. A pleasure.
You've just done the draft.
Yes. Let's
start with that. Sure. That was kind of, it was weird, wasn't it? You know, everybody.
Yeah. From the corner of my desk, you know, in my house, where you could hear my boys playing in their room, pounding the you know, rubber basketball on their rim that they were jamming it into in their closet door above me, shaking the whole house, or my dogs barking. And it really was just unique.
Yeah, it was surreal. It was excellent viewing, I gotta say. Who had the worst suit?
You know what? That's one of those interesting things. Most people were just kind of sheltered in place at home. I didn't see too many people suited and booted. They were all just kind of chill. Normally, you know, these guys would walk across the stage and, you know, where the over under on the number of buttons would be 4.5, you know, and this time around, it was just people sheltered in place at home. And just like, you know, you and I mean, this is the most well-dressed I've seen any individual on in an office setting in quite some time. I feel, even though I'm open collared, a little underdressed with you. Right.
I went to bed like this last night. what do you, not that you've got much free time, it would seem to me. I dragged a homeless person off the street yesterday to cut my hair. I'm learning how to yodel the Peruvian national anthem.
Yes.
What are you doing with yourself?
Well, I'm coming here every day to the show, for 3 hours a day. And, you know, my guys who I do the show with, we're all more than 6 feet apart. We're all healthy. We're all quarantining when we're not doing this. So, you know, I'm able to still do a show from a studio, which is kind of rare these days.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it is on NBCSN every day from 1 to 3 Eastern, which is great. And then I go home, and then I'm sheltered in place with my wife and 3 kids, 11, 9, and 6, who are homeschooling, and 2 dogs, and trying our best to get through the day. But knock on wood, we're all healthy. But I am finding it very difficult to have some time to myself. My wife and I were kind of looking at other people who are saying, oh, I'm catching up on this show, or oh, I'm learning how to bake, or I'm learning how to play piano, or whatever. We're like, well, that's amazing. That's great, because, you know, we got these three kids sitting at home trying to figure it all out.
You kind of started your broadcast career in California, in Reading,
yes.
Right?
Now, yes.
I actually know a little bit about Reading. People think there are no rednecks in California. Yes, there are. And there's a bunch of them in Reading.
Yeah. I mean, if you ever saw the TV show Northern Exposure, which was about a Jewish doctor from New York, I guess, who went up to Alaska, that was kind of me, the Jewish kid from Staten Island, New York, going up to gold, panning for gold country, you know, fly fishing country up in the beautiful Shasta Mountain Range up in Northern California. That's where I went to start my TV career, Redding, California. The Chico Market is where probably a young kid named Aaron Rodgers might have been watching me do my sportscasts every night.
Yeah.
That's the beautiful part of Northern California. And one day, David, I sent my resume reel, my tape, to a headhunter. And ESPN found my tape through that headhunter and hired me from Redding, California, and stuck me on the Sports Center set in March of 1996.
You were there kind of what I think of as the golden era at ESPN with Dan Patrick and Keith Olbermann and, yep. And you know, Chris Berman and that bunch of characters. It just looked like so much fun.
Yeah, it was amazing. You know, Dan and Keith were doing the big show when I got there, the 11 o'clock Eastern show. One of the first SportsCenter anchors I did a show with was Craig Kilborn back in the day.
Right, I remember.
What he would call the feel-good edition in the middle of the night, at 2:30 in the morning, a half an hour show that expanded to an hour show not much longer after I arrived. And then soon, you know, more often than not, I would just open up the computer system there, the basis computer system, which spelled with a Y for those scoring at home. And the schedule would be on there, David. Like, it would be typed in there, and we would learn what our schedule was for the upcoming month, sometimes not much longer than the day before the month would begin. But I was noticing that I was doing more sports centers than not with Stuart Scott. And Stuart would be opening up his computer and noticing he was doing more sports centers than not with me. And you know, like a television marriage was born, you know. I loved Stuart like a brother. He referred to me as his TV wife.
Who were your mentors, you think, back then?
Oh, God. My mentors growing up was Howard Cosell. I loved watching him on Monday Night Football. Marv Albert. I'm from New York City, so Marv would be doing the NBC local broadcasts, and he called the games for the Knicks and the Rangers. And I embarrass myself when Marv's on this show or any other show that I've ever been on. I just tell him I wouldn't be doing what I was doing if it wasn't for him.
How's your golf game these days?
Oh, God, David.
Are you able to play?
I don't. I have not been able to play in quite some time. Again, those three kids at home, this job, the NFL Network prevents me from getting out there, and obviously what's going on in the real world. But I just do love to play it. I just don't have the focus, man. I don't. Like, I can't figure out how to put shots together. I can't figure out, you know, if I do finally do get my arm in the right slot, or I do get, you know, my body weight proper, where I'm not, you know, bringing my hips through to. Basically, what I'm saying is, I know what I should be doing. I can't focus to do it. I can't.
You're thinking there's a problem.
That's a problem, and I'm also like, wow, what a beautiful day this is. Meanwhile, the guy next to me is trying to, you know, beat the pants off me. You know, I just can't figure that out, David. I can't.
You're not alone. That's for sure. Hey, there's one question I've got to ask you here. You know, is the 40-yard dash.
Yes.
Now, when you first started doing the 40-yard dash, you know, yes, in a suit and sneakers, I mean, you were running sort of in the late sixes.
Yes.
Now, recently, you know, I mean, your lowest time is 5:49. My question to you is, do they drug test sports announcers?
You know what?
I hope not.
They should make me pee in a cup. By the way, I wish I was 5'4". I'm more like 5'9". But the reason why I'm getting faster, to be honest with you, is I started running. The reason why I run at the combine was just out of sheer boredom. Just like anything else in TV, David, you're just waiting around to shoot something. Yep. This was 2005 at the NFL Scouting Combine. I'm sitting in the old RCA Dome, home of the Colts. Peyton Manning, you know, won so many games. And Terrell Davis, the Hall of Famer now of the Denver Broncos, who was my colleague on the air at the time, we're bored, staring at the field, listening to the buzz, the hum of the lights as we're 2 hours away from shooting something. The whole crew's on break. I ask him how fast I could run the 40-yard dash. And he laughs. And I'm like, no, like right now, how fast do you think I can run the 40? He laughed again. I cursed at him. And then I went right down on the field. And there I am in my suit and tie and lace-up dress shoes. And I ran it in 6.77 seconds, having no idea that somebody in the truck was not on break, hit record. Somebody on the field was not on break and filmed it. And they surprised me with it later on that night. And other coaches saw it that night and they laughed. And when they showed up the next day, requested to see it. And then Mike Holmgren insisted I do it again the next year. He was the coach of the Seahawks at the time and so on and so forth. Until I did it every year, and I damn near ripped my hamstring off my bone 1 year. And I thought, if I don't run this in regular, proper footwear, I'm going to kill myself. So I started running it in actual track shoes, which gets me a little faster. But I'm also like a fine wine, David. You know, I'm a fine wine. You uncork the vintage. Every now and then I can get a little faster.
Well, you've always been an athlete. So let's see how athletic you are at rapid fire. What's your favorite stay-at-home activity?
Favorite stay-at-home activity right now would be, I guess, video poker.
Oh, that's a sucker's game.
With my friends. We zoom in. My weekly games. That's what I'm kind of doing with them.
Ah, right. What's your favorite shelter-in-place food?
Pizza.
Favorite binge TV?
Favorite binge TV? What have I been watching lately? Gosh darn it. We just finished watching The Tiger King.
Unbelievable.
What the hell's going on there, David?
Really? Just when you think you've seen a complete moron, a bigger one shows up? Amazing. What's your favorite golf course?
favorite golf course that I've ever played? Or favorite golf course I ever played was Pine Valley.
Anyway, good one. Favorite sport other than football?
Favorite sport other than football is baseball.
TV or radio?
TV.
Who's your hero?
My hero, is Donald Arthur Mattingly of the New York Yankees.
Oh wow, you would have got me on that one.
Yeah, no, I didn't go real life. I just went sports heroes with you.
Yeah. Does the NFL return in 2020?
I'm gonna say yes, just out of looking at the glass half full. But I don't think it's gonna start on time, David. I really don't.
Yeah. Will Tom Brady win a Super Bowl with the Buccaneers?
Oh yes.
Yeah?
I didn't stutter. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, wow. He will. Yes, he will, because anything he puts his mind to, he seems to accomplish. And I really think that he will do it. And I think Arians is the right coach for him. And I think that the team that they have right around him, including that defense that a few people are talking about, I think they can really do it. And this would be the year. This would be the year. Yeah, I really believe it. Did I pass that rapid fire test? Did I get all the answers right?
Miserably, yeah. You and Susie, both sports broadcasters.
Yes.
Now, Dan Hicks and Hannah Storm are the only couple that I know, and they shout highlights at each other at night.
Yes.
We get competitive at all?
Oh, of course. But then again, you know, when I'm not sitting here in this chair, my wife sits in for me, and I become the Wally Pipp of the household, you know, for sure. So I thought you were going to ask me if my wife, Susie, and I will, you know, have like an Anchorman type back alley rumble with Dan Hicks and Hannah Storm.
No, that'd be a pay-per-view.
Don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. After Tiger and Phil and Brady and Peyton Manning. We'll
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me, Rich. It's great to talk to you.
I love you, David Faraday, and I love your show, and I love everything that you do, and you crack me up, and I just love your way of looking at life. It's an honor to be on here with you. Thank you.
Very kind. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for joining me, Faraday fans. You can find more of the Faraday Podcast presented by Farmers Insurance on Faraday.com and your favorite podcast provider. Go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Art19 or Google Play. Search Faraday and subscribe. If you love the show, and why wouldn't you? Be sure to leave a rating, review, and tell your friends.